HRHeadquarters.ie, the podcast.
We all have difficult conversations throughout our business careers. They can be daunting, unnerving, and generally can leave people feeling apprehensive. But they needn't be if you put some planning and structure behind them and will allow you to achieve a positive outcome. So whether it's a difficult employee, an uncompromising boss, or a colleague you need to clear the air with, it's really important that you have these conversations and not let issues build up and become out of control. The first thing you should consider is to clearly understand what you want to achieve out of the conversation and what your goal is. It might be to address an employee's bad performance, talk to a colleague about their behaviours, or even discuss with your boss an unreasonable demand being put on you. The common thing here will always be your approach. There's a couple of key steps to help you get the most from these conversations. Before I discuss them, consider the context of the conversation. Make sure you understand the other person's hot buttons and what may be seen as inflammatory. Be ready for their reactions and expect them. This will help you deal with those reactions without reacting badly to them yourself. Think through the main talking points you want to cover in the meeting, including its goal and what the other person's positives are. Here's a few steps that may help. Step 1, the invite. Remember, once you send out the invite, you can already be prompting a response, or at least the other person may be expecting a confrontation. So it's really important that you set the tone of the meeting in the invite mail. Make sure you clearly set the intentions in the invite and phrase it in a positive way. Phrases like "I've been reflecting on" and "finding a way to move forward" are good to use here. Step 2, the environment. Make sure the environment matches your intentions. Have the meeting in a neutral place, not your office, for example. Also, make sure that the timing works for both of you. If it's a serious disciplinary matter, for example, or something you may feel may upset the other person a lot, it can be a good idea to have it somewhere that is away from the rest of the team so that they don't walk straight back out into the office after the meeting. Step 3, the opening. Make sure your opening remarks are coming from a place of openness and collaboration. This sets the tone for the rest of the meeting. Make it clear that you're looking to collaborate, not to confront. Make sure you set the goal of the meeting again at this point, and if you're responsible for any element of you collectively having a disagreement, admit your own responsibility. This is a really good way of making sure the meeting doesn't turn into the blame game. Step 4, share experience. Now is the time to get into details of the issue as you see it. The main point here to remember is to use I statements. I have noticed that your recent performance on task A has been below the agreed standard, rather than you have not type accusatory statements. Make sure you don't overgeneralize as well. Saying things like "you always do" is not helpful at this point, so be specific and give some examples of the issue. 2 to 3 examples is fine, you don't want to overdo it. Finally, make sure you recognize their good qualities as well, and overall, be authentic and be yourself. It's really important that the other person has a chance to voice their thoughts on the issue you've identified, so make sure you ask them. They may have a very different viewpoint to you, so it's important to understand their side. Make sure you expand on any area that you don't feel you understand. You can use simple probing questions such as "tell me more about X" to get them to open up on the subject. Step 6, collaborate on a solution. To get a meaningful change, you need to get a solution to the issue and both of you need to be bought into it, so agree it together. Obviously, if you were the person's boss and it's a performance related issue, you may need to lead them to the place you are comfortable with, but it's vital that you both understand the initial steps at the end of the meeting, so make sure you document them. Step 7, sum up. At the end of the meeting, it's really useful to sum up what's been discussed and to agree the next steps, and of course the goal going forward. I'd strongly advise a follow-up email thanking them for attending and recapping again the next steps. This could include an action plan if relevant that would detail the specific goals and how they'll be measured, and also a schedule for follow-up and review of progress. There's lots of scenarios where you have to have difficult conversations, and the steps outlined here should really help you with all types. They can be uncomfortable, but it's better to have them sooner rather than later, and if you really set out to be collaborative and well-intentioned, are clear and strong when you need to be, you'll find a resolution to most problems.
Brought to you by HRHeadquarters.ie.